I know that the vibes have not been positive for the way that we've been talking about the Carolina Panthers, Julio. That's kind of the problem right now, that nobody's optimistic. I don't think I've ever gotten the sense from Panther fans, like people who are actual Panther fans, who have been Panther fans for a long time, they've never felt this disconnected from a team or this down on the team. Even in, the post Jake Delhomme, Jimmy Clausen era, there were at least there was the optimism of, oh, we'll get the draft pick. Oh, there's Cam Newton. We're going to turn things around. There's not even that. Doesn't even exist right now for the Carolina Panthers. And right now, Scott Fritterer, the general manager for the Carolina Panthers, has to balance the lack of the draft picks that they have, because they did kind of act like a team that was in win now mode on top of getting Sam Darnold, along with balancing what they can get in free agency. Fritterer met with the media yesterday and talked about the long-term plan.
Each trade or transaction that we make is, based on the actual, action at that time. We do have a long-term plan. I mean, we want to build this piece by piece and brick by brick. But if there's a player available that we think can come in and help us right away, and we see the value in it, we will make that move. We're going to be aggressive by nature. That's just kind of my nature. But we have to be smart about it. We have to treat our draft picks, like gold. I mean, basically, that's how we do it. We're not just going to throw them away. I think if you look at Stephon Gilmore, that's probably more of a short-term, like he was coming in to compete and help us day one. But when you look at, say, CJ Henderson or Darrell Johnson, we look at those guys as draft picks in this draft class. I mean, those are young guys that we can build with. I'm excited about Darrell. I think he's going to get stronger. He'll be a great special teams player. And CJ is a freakishly talented player that we're going to keep developing. So we consider them as part of this draft class from the picks that we used. So we do have to be smart about how we use our draft picks. We can't always, I take the mindset we can always create draft picks, but we do have to be smart about it.
We got to be smart about our draft picks. We're going to treat every draft pick like it's gold, include but we will give up this year's second round pick and this year's fourth round pick to get Sam Darnold, a guy who yesterday Matt Rhule could not even give a definitive answer as to why they picked up his option for a second year. They're doing a bang up job in messaging over at Bank of America Stadium, man.
Do you know who doesn't have a plan? The guy who tells you, we have a plan. Okay.
Don't they know that the
Sure.
villains in the movies lay everything out for
Yeah.
you?
They are like bad Bond villains. Now, we're going to put sharks with lasers on them. Why don't you just shoot them? Why don't you just draft Sam Howell? No, Scott, that would be too easy.
Making matters worse is the Panthers continue to do this thing where they say one thing about Cam Newton, but their actions would tell you otherwise. Here's Scott Fritterer on the future with Cam and the Panthers.
I had a good talk with Cam this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to sit back, kind of evaluate the position we need to see about the OC. But the one thing about Cam is, like, I had this view of him from the outside. And to meet him, I've never been more impressed with a player. His leadership and what he did during a really tough time. We're all over the place at quarterback with the injuries and different things. And even when it was some of those tough days in the locker room after a loss, Cam brought the energy every day. He showed great leadership. He was positive. I just, like I told him, I was really impressed with him as a person. So yes, I think we're open to it. We have to see how it goes. What he's thinking, what we're thinking, how it all fits together. And we'll come up with a plan, but yes, we are open to it.
That's Scott Fritterer, the general manager of the Carolina Panthers. I'm telling you right now, Cam Newton's not coming back to the Carolina Panthers. And not because the Panthers might not want him. If I'm Cam Newton, I don't want to be with this organization. I don't want to be with the organization the way that they utilized him down the stretch. And he even said it himself during press availability yesterday, Gilio, I don't want to be on some 5-12 team. That's what he said. I don't want to be on some 5-12 team. Now, people looked at that as like some sort of shot at the Panthers. I don't think it was a direct shot at the Panthers. I just think it's where he feels he wants to be, even as a backup role. he'll go be with a winning organization if they want him. And he's letting everybody know, I'm cool with being a backup. And locker rooms seem to like Cam Newton despite the aura that even he's aware of. But that would indicate to me that the Panthers are not in that mix because they're not going to be a winning team next year. They're going to be in year three of a rebuild.
Yeah, I actually think Cam Newton's NFL career is over.
I'm with you on
He can't do it anymore. And I don't know why the Panthers are going through the pomp and circumstance of acting like that would be an option. That just wouldn't be smart. It wouldn't be a good use of their cap space either. I think you keep Sam Darnold. I think you draft a quarterback. You don't have to take one with the number 6 pick. Is that what they have? Or the number 8 pick?
Yeah.
You don't have to take somebody there. It wouldn't be the worst idea to trade back and then take Sam Howell and get some capital that way. I think they could do something like that. I believe in Sam Howell. I think he could be really good in the NFL. So they have some things to do. But, yeah, bringing back Cam Newton just so we can go through the, well, why didn't you do this or why did you do that and why didn't you do this? Sam Darnold's at the point in his career where he is a backup. That's what he is. And if you want to make him the bridge, make him the bridge. But I would definitely just be clearer with their messaging. And again, we had from Scott Fitterer there in this second clip. Well, we'll come up with a plan. These guys are slightly amazing. Like, I really just want to know what they told David Tepper up front, because I'm telling you right now, like, these Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich and all of these coordinators who are going on interviews with NFL teams, you have to have a plan. You can't just show up and be like, hey, try the veal. Like, you know, you have to have a whole concept of what you're going to do when you're the head coach or you're the general manager. I just don't see that with the Panthers. It's odd.
So the Panthers picked 6th in this upcoming draft, not 8th, my
sixth,
bad. Now, in terms of, like, just showing up and saying try the veal, it kind of goes back to what you were saying yesterday. We're on the radio. We could do that.
Right.
Hell, what are we talking about today? Oh, is it like 255? All right, cool. We'll figure something out today. We'll just kind of wing it. I mean, we could do that in radio.
It's not advised.
But I'm just saying you can do that in radio. No, not running an NFL team, not with the amount of money that's being tossed around.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I asked somebody who's around the Panthers today, are they oblivious to how people view the Panthers right now? Because the Panthers are a laughingstock in the NFL. I understand that Joe Judge and the Giants get the majority of the attention because it's New York, it's the Giants, and ESPN loves talking about New York teams. But you know it's bad enough that Mike Greenberg took time today on his radio show not to talk about the Giants, to not talk about other things, and rip Matt Rhule and how he talked about Sam Darnold yesterday. And that's where I kind of asked that question to the person who's around the Panthers. Like, so they don't believe this stuff, do they? I mean, do they understand when they speak these things of Sam Darnold that everybody's kind of laughing at right now? And the impression was, like, you'd think they do, but they're just going to stay on message. And that message for the Panthers continued when Matt Rhule talked about Sam Darnold and just what kind of a QB that he is. And the fact that I'm going to play this clip, or Rand's going to play this clip, from Matt Rhule on Sam Darnold's future, and listen very carefully how he dances around blame for Sam Darnold's throws.
I think we recognize that we have to improve the overall quarterback play here. Okay, so I'll start there, right? You know, we've started 4 quarterbacks in 2 years. That's not a recipe for success. If you look at the teams in the playoffs, they have consistency at quarterback. That being said, I do think Sam's a young quarterback. And I thought yesterday, like, that last interception,
Stop it. He is not a young quarterback. We got to stop with that. This is what, year 4 for him? Or it was year 4 for him? He's not a young quarterback. In today's NFL, he is a crusty veteran. You kind of are what you are after 4 seasons of NFL football. I don't care what organizations you've played for. You've either shown something or you haven't in 4 years, injuries aside this season. He is not a young quarterback, but that's Matt Rhule doing the gaslight thing again, because, man, does he love to gaslight us. Continue. Or is there anything else?
Being said, I do think Sam's a young quarterback. And I thought yesterday, like, that last interception, I can't put on him. I'm just make sure I say that. Like, that's just, you know, Robbie didn't practice all week. You know, that's
all right. Stop. All right. I can't hear anymore. I cannot hear anymore from Matt Rhule. Because you noticed when Sam Darnold makes mistakes, you notice it's always somebody else's fault in Matt Rule's world. Have you noticed the pattern on that one?
Right.
He never wants to put it on Sam Darnold when Sam Darnold fumbles the ball or specifically when he throws interceptions. It's always some sort of route issue. Oh, you know, Robbie Anderson, you know, he hasn't practiced all week. You know, blah, 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 blah. Remember that that terrible fourth down call a couple weeks ago that he immediately said Cam Newton can't do that?
Yes.
Notice the pattern? Notice the difference? When Cam Newton made mistakes and turned the ball over, it was immediately put on Cam Newton for those mistakes. When Sam Darnold makes similar mistakes, it's usually somebody else's fault. Or, you know what, we got to do better there. We got to move on from that. So that just, I don't know why he does that. I don't care to speculate the reasons why. I'm simply pointing out the differences of when Matt Rhule talks about Sam Darnold making mistakes versus when Cam Newton was making mistakes. Again, I'm not acting like Cam Newton was perfect this season. He wasn't. I'm with you, Julio. Cam Newton's career is more than likely done, and we'll find that out in the offseason. But you can't sit here and make excuses for one quarterback who's making just as many boneheaded decisions and not do the same thing for the other guy who actually has earned the right to have some respect at Bank of America Stadium, not some dude who you moved for from New York who hasn't done squat, wasn't a former MVP, didn't get the Panthers to a Super Bowl, didn't make the Panthers relevant. It's a little insulting in the way that Matt Rhule goes about this, and I have to imagine that the players in the locker room read on this stuff too.
Yeah, I'm at the end of my rope a little bit with Matt Rhule.
You did yell on the radio, yesterday.
His quarterback evaluations, I will say, the interception didn't bother me. Sam, they were trailing in the game at that point, and he was trying to make a play. It was the fumble that bothered me. Sam Darnold now in 50 NFL starts has 81 turnovers. Quite frankly, that's too many. And that number should be going down each year, and it's staying steady for him. And that's the real problem with Sam Darnold. He has talent. He can make throws. The throw he made to Anderson on the touchdown was an excellent throw. But he makes too many mistakes to offset the once every 7, 8, 9 snaps that he makes an exceptional play. He doesn't stack up exceptional plays, but he does stack up mistakes. And you can't win in the NFL that way. It's just that simple.